itinerary, Mercado de Bunhão, and surroundings. This itinerary takes you through three districts of the city: the Historic District, Baixa District, and Boa Vista District. In the Historic District, Porto blends past and present, preserving its deep-rooted traditions. The Baixa District offers a mix of classic and innovative flavors alongside iconic landmarks. Meanwhile, the Boa Vista District stands out for its diversity, combining modern and traditional architecture, music, art, and nature. We begin in Baixa, at the Mercado de Bulhão, renowned for its fresh produce. From there, we head to the Estação de São Bento Station, in the Historic District, where the main hall dazzles visitors with its 20,000 azulejos by Jorge Colasso. Continuing along Rua das Flores, which was opened in 1521 by King Manuel I, we pass the Museu e Igreja da Misericórdia, Museum and Church of Misericórdia, featuring its iconic Baroque facade designed by Nicolau Nazzoni. The next stop is the Museu das Marionetas, Puppet Museum, dedicated to puppet theatre. We then visit the Palácio da Bolsa, Stock Exchange Palace, one of the city's architectural gems, home to the elegant Pátio das Nações, Hall of Nations, and the magnificent Salão Arab, Arabian Hall. Next door is the Igreja de São Francisco, Church of St. Francis, famous for its richly decorated gilded interior. Descending towards Praça de Ribeira, Ribeira Square, one of Porto's oldest squares, we reach the banks of the Ponte Luís I and the Douro River. Nearby stands the Casa do Infante, House of the Prince, one of Porto's oldest buildings, believed to be the birthplace of Prince Henry the Navigator. From there, we visit the Museu dos Transportes e Comunicações, Museum of Transport and Communications, built over 160 years ago on the site of the former Praia de Miragaia, Miragaia Beach. Finally, in the Boa Vista district, we explore the Museu do Carro Elétrico, Tram Museum, home to one of the first American horse-drawn trams, which first ran in Porto in 1872. To end the journey, what better way to unwind than by relaxing along Porto's stunning riverfront? Attractions. 1. Mercado de Bulhão, Bulhão Market. Located in the heart of the city, Mercado de Bulhão has preserved its traditional essence while introducing some modern touches. It remains one of Porto's most iconic locations, renowned for its fresh produce and local specialities. The name Bulhão, large bubble, comes from a huge bubble of water that would form due to the passage of a small stream over this once muddy terrain. Nearby, the Font do Bulhão, Bulhão Fountain, can also be found. Bulhão Market is one of the most emblematic markets in the country. It was built in the 20th century in a neoclassical style. Its construction involved the innovative use of reinforced concrete, metal structures, and granite stonework. It occupies a rectangular floor area with a central courtyard and two axes, transversely and longitudinally defining the entrances. It has turrets on the corners that give the building a certain stately sense. There are four main entrances at different levels. The south entrance provides access to the ground floor from Formosa Street, the side entrances on Sá da Bandeira Street and Alexandra Braga Street access an intermediate landing with staircases connecting both floors. And finally, the north entrance from Fernandes Thomas Street gives direct access to the upper floor. The facade covers more than 8,000 square meters. The market has more than 70 stalls, 38 street-facing stores, and 10 restaurants. The building has two floors and four main entrances, providing access to different levels of the market. The stalls on the ground floor sell fish, meat, fruit and flowers, while on the upper floor there are restaurants and cafeterias, among other stores. There are two turrets at the ends of the main facade, which have spherical roofs covered in black slate tiles of the scale type. Above the centre of the entrance portal is a pediment with a coat of arms flanked by sculptures. 2. Estação de São Bento, São Bento Station. Built in the early 20th century on the site of the former Convento de São Bento de Ave Maria, Convent of St. Benedict of Ave Maria, the station features a glass and cast iron roof designed by architect Marques da Silva. Its main hall is adorned with 20,000 azulejos by artist Jorge Colasso, depicting scenes from Portugal's history and the evolution of transport. The station is one of the city's main monuments and is particularly famous for its tile panels. The building is French influenced. The station's main atrium is lined with historically themed tile panels covering an area of around 551 square meters. The tiles depict scenes from the north of the country, such as the Arcos de Valdevez tournament, the presentation of Igish Manish and his sons to King Alfonso VII of Leon and Castile, the entry of King João I and Queen Felipa de Lencrestre in Porto, the conquest of Ceuta, traditional countryside life. A colourful frieze focuses on the development of transport in Portugal, concluding with the inauguration of the railways. The tiles are typical of the Art Nouveau style, which uses pastel colours. Other noteworthy features of the station, in addition to the tiles, are the roof over the tracks and the monument-like facade, which has a strong French influence, oscillating between Renaissance and Belle Époque architecture. 3. Rua das Flores, Flores Street. Rua das Flores was opened in 1521 by King Manuel I during a period of significant urban expansion. The street is lined with historic architecture, featuring buildings from the 17th, 18th and 19th centuries. It is now a pedestrianized street with several restaurants, cafes, terraces, shops selling traditional products and cultural spaces. Many buildings have small balconies with decorated railings on the facades. It's one of the city's most charismatic and important streets. One of its standout landmarks is the Igreja de Misericordia, Church of Misericordia, with a Baroque facade designed by Nicolau Nazzoni. 4. MMIPO, Museu e Igreja de Santa Casa de Misericordia, Church and Museum of the Santa Casa de Misericordia. The Museu e Igreja de Misericordia are located in the historic center on Rua das Flores. The museum tells the story of the institution and showcases art collections and artifacts related to its charitable work. The church, originally built in the 16th century, was renovated in the 18th century with the help of Nicolau Nazzoni. The museum also includes the Galleria dos Benefeitores, the Benefactors Gallery, a beautiful example of iron and glass architecture. The Church of the Santa Casa de Misericordia do Porto is one of the most notable buildings on Flores Street. Nicolau Nazzoni designed the current Baroque facade. The main facade is entirely covered by stonework and has two levels separated by bands and three bodies delimited by pilasters with decorative elements. The first level has three full arches. The side ones are topped by shells, and the central one, wider and more decorated, is topped by a biblical reference and dates from 1750. The center is topped by a richly decorated circular pediment. The second level has three windows with a wavy outline, urn-shaped balusters, and pediments decorated with foliage. The facade is topped by a huge pediment with the royal coat of arms and a central cross. The museum building is to the right of the church. It has a simple masonry facade, painted in a light color, with three floors and six windows on each. The first floor only has two doors and four windows. On the top floor, the windows all have a small balcony with a dark-colored railing. The church has a single nave and an interior lined with gilded wood carvings and tiles. The museum mixes modernity with tradition, with white corridors, directed lighting, and religious objects in discreet display cases. 5. Museu das Marionetas, Puppet Museum. The Museu das Marionetas is dedicated to the work of João Paulo Sierra Cardoso, a renowned director and artistic leader of the Porto Puppet Theatre. The museum displays puppets, props, and objects used in the company's productions, while also telling the story of the puppet theatre tradition. It is housed in a white masonry building with four floors, the doors and windows framed by limestone stonework. Two of the windows on the first and second floors have small balconies decorated with railings. 6. Palácio da Bolsa, Stock Exchange Palace. It was designed by renowned architects including Marques da Silva and Tomás Sola. The Palácio da Bolsa is a building that marks the importance of Porto's international trade relations. It is a magnificent example of neoclassical architecture built in the second half of the 19th century. It was designed by renowned architects, including Marques da Silva and Tomás Sola. Famous for its architectural grandeur, the palace has hosted major international events, welcoming monarchs, presidents, and world leaders. This is a three-story building with a light-colored granite facade. The main facade has tall columns, a stately set of steps and flags. There are three doors with a semicircular top in the center at the top of the steps on the first floor. These doors have dark railing gates. This central set of three doors are flanked by six windows on each side. There is a large balcony on the floor above with a stone railing and four plain columns supporting the triangular pediment above it. There are a further six rectangular windows on either side of the balcony and another five that provide access to the balcony. Above these windows, we find 15 small square windows about half the size of the ones on the level below. The building ends with a tower and clock in the center above a triangular pediment. The interior is richly decorated. The Arabian Hall stands out with its geometric gold patterns and vivid colors, carved ceiling, and its luxurious atmosphere. The floor is either of wood or marble. 7. Igreja de São Francisco, São Francisco Church. The Igreja de São Francisco is Porto's most important Gothic church and one of the finest examples of Baroque craftsmanship. Construction began in the 14th century, and the interior is richly adorned with gilded woodwork from the 17th and 18th centuries. Celebrated for its opulent beauty, the church is often referred to as the Golden Church due to its lavish interior. Notable highlights include the Tree of Jesse altarpiece and the Catacomb Cemetery. The main facade of the church is covered entirely with light-colored stone and contains a highly decorated Gothic rose window, the only original decoration. The Baroque portal is organized on two levels, where a statue of Saint Francis of Assisi is supported by four Solomonic columns. The interior is completely covered in Baroque gilded woodwork with floral motifs and biblical scenes. The filtered light brings out the brilliance of the gold on a dark background. The floors are made of wood and the atmosphere is heavy and silent. 8. Praça de Ribeira, Ribeira Square. The Praça de Ribeira is one of Porto's oldest squares, dating back to medieval times. From its original layout, only the northern facade, featuring the monumental Font da Praça de Ribeira, Ribeira Square Fountain, and the western section remain intact. The city wall was demolished in 1821, but medieval buildings to the east still stand. During excavations in the 1980s, a 17th century fountain was uncovered and reconstructed at the center of the square, next to a sculpture called Cubo de Ribeira, Ribeira Cube, by José Rodríguez. It is dark green in color and a bird rests on it with its wings spread. In the middle of Praça de Ribeira Square, in the niche above Font de São João Fountain, there is a statue of Saint John the Baptist by the sculptor João Cutileiro. A cluster of colorful medieval houses borders the square. 9. MBDP, Casa do Infante. Built in 1325, this historic house is famous for being the traditional birthplace of Prince Henry the Navigator. One of the oldest buildings in Porto, it has served multiple purposes over the centuries, including as a royal residence, customs house, and mint. It is a square-shaped medieval building made of light grey granite and which occupies an extensive area of Porto's riverside area. It has undergone successive alterations over time. The entrance to the building is through a semicircular arch flanked by three windows with iron railings. There are three more floors above the ground floor. A panel carved in a lighter colored stone is located above the entrance, with a pointed arch decorated with a cross at the top and two columns. The decoration of this panel is composed entirely of plant motifs. It has a Latin text, and at the base, below the Portuguese coat of arms, the will to act rightly is inscribed in French. Inside, there are archaeological remains and modern exhibition spaces. The rooms are sober, with white walls, directed lighting, and wood or stone floors. 10. Museu dos Transportes e Comunicações, Museum of Transport and Communications. The Museu dos Transportes e Comunicações offers exhibitions on the history of transport and communications. The collection O Motor da República, The Engine of the Republic, showcases the cars used by Portugal's presidents of the Republic since 1910. While the exhibition Metamorphose de um Lugar, Museu das Alfândegas, The Metamorphosis of a Place, Customs Museum, explores the customs history of Porto. The building itself is over 160 years old and was constructed on the site of the former Praia de Miragaia. It is a neoclassical building with three visible stories and a rectangular grey granite facade overlooking the River Douro. It has a central block with three tall blue doors topped by glazed semicircles. There are three windows above and a triangular pediment with a shield in the centre. The side blocks are symmetrical. They have two doors and three windows on each side on the first floor, five windows on the middle floor, and five windows on the top floor that are topped by a semicircle. The interior is spacious and has high ceilings. The exhibitions include vintage vehicles, communication objects, and interactive panels. The floor is smooth and the room is modern and functional. 11. Museu do Carro Elétrico, Tram Museum. Opened in 1992, this museum houses a collection of trams that once operated in Porto, forming an essential part of the city's urban transport history. The museum also exhibits American-style horse-drawn trams, first introduced in Porto in 1872. Housed in the former Massarelos power station, the museum displays historic equipment used throughout the 20th century to generate electricity for the trams. It is a three-story masonry building painted a brick colour with the STCP inscription at the top in the centre. It has light-coloured corner trims and windows decorated with railings. In front of the building, on a lawn where tram lines run, a tram carriage, called a trolley, is parked. The interior has a concrete floor and tracks on which old tram cars made of wood and iron rest. The lighting is diffused, emphasizing the details of the vehicles.